Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, November 20th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Another Trump might run for office soon. The New York Times reports President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, is considering a run for the Senate in 2022 in her home state of North Carolina. Laura Trump married to the president's son, Eric. Two. Hundreds of groups have sent a letter to Joe Biden urging him to cancel student loan debt for borrowers on his first day in the Oval Office. Around 240 organizers have signed on to the letter, talking this hour about what makes this such a bad idea. And number one, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer telling leaders in Congress that federal help with COVID-19 is needed now. She and legislative Democrats have sent a letter to leaders from both parties in D.C. urging federal help in this lame duck session coming up. That's where we stand. Hour three of the Steve Gruber Show opens up. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Steve back on Monday. This hour, Steve Doolin will join us. Also, Robert Verbruggen, policy writer for National Review. And lots to get to before we close up shop at the end of the hour. Again, I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College, Hillsdale, Michigan, hillsdale.edu for more information. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here. I am a lecturer in journalism. I host the college's weekend radio show and podcast called The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which you can find on many of these radio stations over the weekend and also in podcast form. David Azarad from Hillsdale in D.C. on this week's show talking woke capitalism, Lucas Morrell, his new book, Lincoln and the American Founding, and Deidre Berzer from Hillsdale will take a deep dive into the world of Peter Pan. It's a fun segment. All that on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Also, we talk classical education on the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which is available where fine podcasts are found. You can also find me hosting Political Beats at National Review. We just did a giant two-part series on Genesis, the band, with a couple of guests, and a new episode coming on Monday, Living Color, a band you might not have thought about for a while, but a good one. We talk Living Color on the new Political Beat. So I'm busy. I stick busy. Stay busy. Stay very busy. This audio from yesterday, Kelly Stafford is the wife of Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, and both he and, he's been in Detroit for quite a long time, right? And Kelly Stafford took to Instagram. They live in Michigan, and she's unhappy. Unhappy about the lockdown, unhappy about the orders from Lansing, the most recent round, worried about what it means for small business here across the state. Listen to this. Kelly Stafford, cut one.
So I'm going to be very blunt. I'm so over it. I'm over living in a dictatorship that we call Michigan. I understand there's a pandemic, and I understand it's very scary. I'm scared of it too. If you are at risk, do not leave your house until there's a vaccine. But shutting down all these small businesses, things that people have worked their life for, shutting them down again is not the answer, because they will not make it. So once we are able to leave our house, once this dictatorship decides to let us have some freedom, there will be nothing left. I'm just over it. I see all these people and it brings me like to tears. And believe me, I know there's people out there that are stating, that's really ignorant of you. How could you say that? Listen, I know not everybody's going to agree with me. Not everybody's going to agree with my every move I make. That's life, okay? We state our opinions. We move on. This is my opinion. I feel for these small businesses. I feel for... It's not that I don't feel for the people that have COVID or the hospitals. I do. But this is my opinion. I do not feel like... I do not like living in a place where they tell me what I can and cannot do. I live once. Again, this is my opinion. You have yours. Everyone has their own. And we chalk it up to that.
Kelly Stafford, you know, couching it like 12 times. Just my opinion. You can think differently. As we all know, you can't think differently these days. That's simply not allowed. And so Kelly Stafford saying things that I don't quibble with, and you likely don't quibble with, well, she had to apologize. Should have never used the word dictatorship, she wrote. Got caught up in the heat of the moment. My fault. I don't know the answer. Won't pretend to. I care about the people who are losing their lives or battling this, and also the medical staff. It's hard knowing these local business owners and watching them struggle and having to lay off their employees, not knowing if they're going to make it. So I'm sorry. I let my emotions get the best of me. She said, coming back here to Instagram to apologize. I'm really sorry. I was in the heat of the moment. I have a friend losing her business. It's just getting to me a little bit, so I apologize for calling it a dictatorship. Probably a not-so-smart use of words. I apologize. You can't think differently. You can't have different opinions. You will be forced to apologize. And here's, you know, a few things about this. You know, Kelly Stafford, she had surgery, risky surgery to remove a brain tumor last year. And so I don't know this for, I don't know this as a fact. I don't know it to be true. It's certainly possible that she's at a higher risk due to that. And despite that, is still saying the things that she said yesterday, despite the apology, right? So she still feels this way about our small businesses, about the restrictions put down on us by Lansing. And she still feels that way, despite the fact that maybe she is at a slightly higher risk. The other thing that is ironic, funny, pick your adjective, I guess. You know, Matt Stafford has been a Lion for a long time. I know that. I'm a Bears fan, but I still, you know, I know the Lions. I know Matt Stafford. He's been there for a while. He wrote a piece just as the season was starting in the Players Tribune around the protests, around the riots. He wrote a story published and said that now is the time to use your platform to take a stand. This is literally what he's saying. Now is the time to use your platform to make a stand. We can't just stick to football, Stafford wrote. Not as a team, not as an organization, and we shouldn't as a country. These are not political problems. These are human problems. It should not be seen as a political statement to discuss this stuff. Yet, well, he was praised for that, of course, right? And Matt Stafford being a true leader and saying the tough thing and publishing this, right, at the start of the football season. He's with it. He's woke. Now, his wife, Kelly Stafford, being pilloried by the left for having a different opinion, for not sticking to sports, for using her platform to take a stand, all these things that Matt Stafford was praised for doing, Kelly Stafford now being beaten about for enough that she felt it was the right thing. It was the proper thing to issue an apology yesterday, again, for what was, in the beginning, a fairly, I would say, innocuous statement, but an opinion held by a whole lot of us, right? A whole lot of us out there. But still felt the need to say, I'm sorry. She should not have said those things. That's, you know, if you're on one side, you can say what you think. You can give your opinion, and no one's going to really bat an eye. On the other side, you just really aren't allowed to have that opinion. And if you say something, you're going to be forced to apologize. That's the way it goes. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteCleanEnergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.